Hi, I'm Henrik Edberg of the Positivity Blog, and this is the 10-minute guide to positive thinking. In this concise recording, I will go into the basics of positive thinking and my most powerful habits and tips on this topic that I use pretty much every day. First, what would you even want to think in a more positive way? Well, here are my thoughts on that and the major benefits I've gotten from positive thinking. Number one. It's constructive thinking. Positive thinking is not so much about thinking everything is great, even though it may not be that great. To me, it's about thinking in a way that helps me and the people around me. It's constructive thinking that helps me find opportunities and take action to improve my life, instead of thinking that just traps me in my current circumstances. 2. Attractiveness. Frankly, I think this is one of the most important reasons to adopt a positive attitude. It just makes you so much more socially attractive with friends and random people you meet, at work or in school, or with some cute guy or girl you're interested in. Plus, as you and a lot of people get older, they simply don't have the patience, time or interest in a lot of negativity. 3. A circle of positivity. Emotions are contagious. Everyone wants positive emotions. And most want to keep them going, so they give positivity back to you. And so a sort of circle of positivity can be created and strengthened. This makes any interaction or relationship a lot more fun. 4. You'll waste less time and energy. Negativity can be like a self-feeding loop. First you think one negative thought, it leads you to 3 more. And then you start examining your life in deep detail through a depressing lens. When you get into vicious cycles like these, it can eat up hours, weeks, and even years of your life. It can drain a lot of your energy while trapping you in inaction. And you probably won't become that much wiser in the process. We live for about 24,000 to 28,000 days. Don't waste them. So, those are my 4 major thoughts on why I like positive thinking. Now, how can you become a more positive thinker? Well, first, one good thing is to get a handle on your fundamentals. By fundamentals, I mean what you eat, your sleep, and your exercise. By eating healthy, by getting enough sleep, and by exercising at least a couple of times a week, it becomes so much easier to stay positive and not dip back into that negative headspace again. This is, of course, very obvious advice, but you don't get to reap the benefits until you live with that advice. Let's move on to how you think for a very powerful habit, the habit of reframing. What is reframing? It's basically to see things in your life from another perspective, in this case, a more constructive and helpful perspective. My favorite way to reframe things is simply to ask myself questions during my day, and especially when I run into what I may see as a problem or something negative. Then I ask myself questions like, what's awesome about this? Or, will this matter in 5 years? Or, honestly, am I overcomplicating and overthinking this? Or, what is the opportunity in this situation? And does anyone on the planet have it worse than me right now? The more you ask yourself these questions, the better they work to actually change your perspective and help you. By using them a lot, you will notice that after a while they start to pop up automatically in your head as soon as you run into a negative situation. Your mind will start to often reframe almost automatically. Your positive thinking has now become or is getting close to being your default frame of mind. Another tip I use a lot is acting as I would like to feel. If you want to feel more positive, then ask yourself, what would a very positive person do in this situation? Do that and then you'll feel more positive. Make a call or answer the phone in a positive way. Write an email in a positive and enthusiastic manner. Instead of thinking that the situation will probably be boring and not so beneficial, think of it as something that will be exciting, fun, and useful. This is about doing things a bit backward. Instead of being a positive person, having a positive mood for the day, and therefore acting in a positive way when something happens, you flip it around. You start by acting as you would in a situation if you were in a positive mood. And then you'll create positive feelings, thoughts, and consequences in the world around you and within you. So by managing your fundamentals, asking yourself the right questions every day, and by acting as you would like to feel, you are well on your way to become a more positive thinker. Another area that's important is what you let into your mind. Yes, the questions and exercise, for example, can help you to handle what comes at you, but you can also to a degree control what comes at you. So take a few minutes and think about what outside sources that may be dragging you into negative thinking. Is it perhaps too much news on the TV that makes you pessimistic and fearful? Is it a few friends or family members whose negative outlook affects you? What can you do about that? You could, for example, replace some of the news and other negative media information with information that is positive and that helps you, or just something that makes you laugh and inspires you. Another example is to change your relationships a bit and spend more time with the positive people around you and less time with the negative people, or to find new positive people online, via local organizations, etc., and spend more of your free time with them. You may not be able to change your surroundings completely right now, but there are often things you can do to shape your world so it better supports you. Next, learn strategies that help you handle common problems. In the Power of Positivity book, there are a number of chapters that address the common problems we all run into from time to time. Challenges like nervousness, fear of failure or fear of something else, a lack of confidence, stress or criticism. There is also a chapter in the book called "Do You Make These 9 Common Mistakes When You Think?" Think about what your own common thinking mistakes or problems are. Then use the book to find the strategies that will help you to handle or overcome your own challenges. Keep just one or two of the solutions in your mind and use them as best as you can when you run into one of those negative situations. By trying out different solutions and finding the ones that work the best for you and using those solutions, it will become easier and easier to handle such situations. This will, just like the positive questions, become more and more automatic in your mind. Those are my main points and the basic things that will help you to become a positive thinker. In the last part of this recording, I'll just add a few more thoughts and tips that will help you to think more consistently in a positive way. Use the workbook you got when you bought this book. Use it to improve your own life in the area that is most important to you right now, to create a plan for that and to establish your own morning ritual or routine. Do the right thing. By doing what you deep down think is the right thing as much as you can, you will raise your own self-esteem, you will raise your own sense of what positive things you deserve in life, and you will, over the long run, improve your own life and the lives of the people around you. Be grateful. Spend a couple of minutes each day and just be grateful. Make a list of what you are grateful for in your mind. Before you go to bed, use your journal and write down a short list of what you are grateful for about yourself and about your life and the things and the people in it. Accept what is. Sometimes you encounter negative thoughts or moods that you just can't seem to be able to shake. When this happens, for instance, in situations where you have little control, like when you are sick or waiting for your exam results, I use acceptance. By accepting how I feel, I stop feeding more energy into the negativity, and so it often disappears, or is at least reduced. By first accepting what is, it also becomes easier to let things go. Be a man or woman of action. Inactiveness, indecision, and procrastination tends to create negativity. Getting up from your chair and taking action on the things that is most important in your life makes you feel good about yourself and your life, and this makes it easier to shift your thinking into a positive and constructive direction. Finally, know that you will dip back into negativity. It happens. And making a lasting change in how you think takes time. And even then, you can't avoid that negativity will pop up from time to time. There is no 100% positive thinking except as some theoretical concept. You are human, and don't beat yourself up about it. And now we have reached the end of this recording. I'm Henrik Edberg of the Positivity Blog, and I hope that this short session will help you to become a more positive thinker.